Investing is a powerful idea. It's solving problems. It's building for tomorrow. It's the pursuit of both financial returns and positive outcomes for investors. That's why we invest thoughtfully. That's why we plan with a purpose. That's why we look around the corner. Because done right, investing can inspire and unlock a spring of possibilities for all. Investing. Elevated. Allspring Global Investments.
Investing involves risk, including the loss of capital. Allspring Global Investments Holding LLC, all rights reserved.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, May 17th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Prices for both new and used cars have risen sharply during the pandemic. That sticker shock, combined with fewer options, has given shoppers fits. But there's a glimmer of hope for anyone looking for a pre-owned vehicle. Used car prices may have hit a breaking point.
The dealers I spoke to, what they're seeing is that some buyers are choosing to sit on the sidelines and wait for prices to come down more.
On today's show, we'll talk with our autos reporter Ryan Felton about whether prices for used cars have peaked and what it means for anyone in the market for a used or a new car. That's after the break.
Investing is a powerful idea. It's solving problems. It's building for tomorrow. It's the pursuit of both financial returns and positive outcomes for investors. That's why we invest thoughtfully. That's why we plan with a purpose. That's why we look around the corner. Because done right, investing can inspire and unlock a spring of possibilities for all. Investing. Elevated. Allspring Global Investments.
Investing involves risk, including the loss of capital. Allspring Global Investments Holding LLC. All rights reserved.
Over the past year, prices for pre-owned cars have jumped along with pretty much everything else. But that used car sticker shock has gotten a little less shocking lately. Prices are actually coming down. So what does that mean for car buyers? Wall Street Journal autos reporter Ryan Felton joins us to discuss. Hey, Ryan, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Ryan, we've talked on the show before about how frustrating it's been for car buyers, you know, whether they're looking for something new or pre-owned and dealing with record high prices and tight supply. But let's focus on used cars. Prices have been a big contributor to inflation over the past year. How much have they actually risen and what's pushed them higher?
So during the pandemic, prices for pre-owned vehicles jumped about 45%. Hitting an average of $29,969 at the end of last year. And that was at a much, much faster clip than what was going on for new vehicles. And that's according to the data research firm Edmunds. It's due to many things. There's the shortage of new vehicles that everyone knows about. And that sort of has created this cascading effect of really just bad things for prices by pushing buyers into the used market at a faster clip, and that has basically just put this large group of people competing for a smaller number of cars.
Yeah, and those scenarios you mentioned, you know, would send people, you'd think, to the used car lot and would lift demand. So why have used car prices started coming down?
I think, you know, one thing to kind of I would stress is coming down is relative. You know, we're talking about coming down from a high of nearly 30,000. And as all the analysts I've spoken to, you're not going to see a decrease as fast as we saw an increase over the last year. So it's somewhat more of like a leveling off. And part of that is being driven, at least according to some used car retailers, because of just how high the prices have become. You know, some major used car retailers like CarMax, another America's Car Mart, have cited affordability as being a driving factor, at least in part, for slowing demand. The dealers I spoke to, what they're seeing is that some buyers are choosing to sit on the sidelines and wait for prices to come down more. And that's, you know, due in part because prices on just about everything else are rising. And so, you know, I think there's a lot of consumers who are just feeling squeezed.
Now, how much of a decline in used car prices are we actually talking about?
In April, the average price of a used car was $29,948, according to Edmunds. And that's about $21 less than the high in December.
That's it? $21?
Yeah. not so much relief, but not the sharp, never-ending increase that we saw last year.
Okay. So used car prices on average have come down, though not by a lot. You know, car prices are seasonal. Do we have a sense if this drop is because of that?
That's interesting to note, because oftentimes what retailers and analysts would think about this time of year is that you would see a seasonal increase in sales. You know, most people who get tax refunds, they're getting them around this time. And so that is generally correlated to a rise in sales. But that just hasn't happened so far this year.
Now, how do declines in used car prices compare with the new car market?
So prices on new vehicles did continue to climb last month, up about 1.1% from March to April. And used car prices fell in that time just under 1%.
Okay. And so how is that affecting how people are shopping for cars?
I think typically when looking at new and used car prices, there's always kind of this similarly sized gap in dollar amount on the average transaction price. But over time, over the last year, that gap has been shrinking. And in some cases, I think that gap has shrunk to a point where there are folks who may and are considering a new car instead of a used car. For example, I talked to a woman from the Ann Arbor, Michigan area who went to go look for a used Subaru, and she found that the gap between a used Subaru that was certified pre-owned and a new one of the same model was only about $1,000. The only downside was she would have to wait a couple months for it to be delivered. But for her, she said that was worth the wait because, you know, why not get the new car for just a little bit more money?
All right. So aside from sitting things out until prices hopefully go down or buying new, like you just said, what other kinds of things are consumers doing to help make a used car more affordable?
When you're talking about a used car buyer, you're typically thinking about someone who is more price conscious. And so, you know, the higher costs are just more difficult to swing overall. And so in some cases, consumers are just trying to stretch out their loan terms longer, which would lower the monthly payment but require them to make those payments over a longer period of time. And at the same time, they may be moving down further to older and older vehicles with lower price tags. And I think what others are choosing to do is use their repair shop now more than ever for their existing vehicle and try to keep it afloat as long as they can until used car prices become a little bit more palatable.
So we seem to be at this plateau right now in terms of prices. Where do people in the industry expect car prices to go from here?
I think the expectation among retailers and auto industry executives is that pricing should remain high at least through the rest of this year. New vehicle supplies aren't really expected to get to normal production levels at least until 2023. So I think the expectation is that used car prices will kind of remain around where they are at least for now going into next year.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Ryan Felton with us. Ryan, thanks so much for taking the time to chat.
Yeah, thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.